This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Cabinet has approved two projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Kodarma Barkakana doubling and Ballari Chikjajur doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that Kodarma Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
कोडरमा बरकाकाना डबलिंग 133 किलोमीटर ये प्रोजेक्ट 3063 करोड़ का है और ये काफी लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस प्रोजेक्ट है 133 किलोमीटर का है और ये पटना और रांची के बीच में शॉर्टेस्ट लाइन है इसको डबल करने से पटना से रांची के बीच में मूवमेंट काफी स्मूथ हो जाएगा और हजारीबाग छतरा कोडरमा रामगढ़ ये जो जिले हैं इन जिलों को अच्छी कनेक्टिविटी इससे मिलेगी 938 विलेजेस कवर होते हैं और 15 लाख पॉपुलेशन को इसका बेनिफिट मिलता है 17 मेजर ब्रिजेस हैं 180 माइनर ब्रिजेस हैं 42 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं 33 अंडरपासेस हैं और 30 मिलियन टन कार्गो इस डबलिंग के बाद में एक्स्ट्रा इस लाइन पे जाएगा
Mr. Vaishnav said the second project, Ballari Chikjajur doubling line of 185 kilometers, will connect Mangalore port to Secunderabad.
बल्लारी चिकजाजूर ये आंध्र प्रदेश और प्राइमरीली कर्नाटका में ये प्रोजेक्ट है ये भी बहुत लंबा प्रोजेक्ट है 185 किलोमीटर की डबलिंग है ये 3342 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है साउथ वेस्टर्न एरिया में मैंगलोर पोर्ट इज द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट पोर्ट इट विल बेसिकली कनेक्ट द हिंटरलैंड एफिशिएंटली विद द मैंगलोर पोर्ट बल्लारी चिकजाजूर दिस मीन्स लॉट ऑफ ट्रैफिक विच कम्स फ्रॉम पार्ट्स ऑफ आंध्रा ऑल द वे अप टू सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वहां से एक वेस्ट कोस्ट पे पोर्ट को कनेक्टिविटी मिलेगी सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वगैरह एरिया के लिए केवल एक कृष्णापट्टनम पोर्ट अवेलेबल था अभी तक इस लाइन के पूरा होने से मैंगलोर पोर्ट भी अवेलेबल हो जाएगा
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's unwavering dedication to welfare-driven development, ensuring that various pro-people schemes reach maximum number of citizens. According to the latest data from the International Labour Organization's India's social security coverage has increased from 19% in 2015 to 64.3% in 2025. Responding to a social media post by Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, Mr. Modi lauded the commendable rise in effectiveness and outreach of these initiatives. India's listed companies have added nearly $1 trillion in market capitalization since early March 2025, driven by a sustained rally following a five-month correction between October 2024 and February 2025. In percentage terms, the market cap has surged by over 21%, the highest increase among the world's top 10 equity markets. India is currently the fifth largest market globally after the US, China, Japan and Hong Kong. India's benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, have advanced by 12.5% and 13.5% during this period, while the broader BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices have climbed by over 20.7% and 26%. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with marginal gains, tracking positive cues from Asian markets. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, rose 123 points to close at 82,515. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, added 37 points to settle at 25,141. The broader market indices at the BSE ended mixed. The mid-cap index declined over 0.1%, while the small-cap index ended nearly flat. An extreme heat wave has swept across most parts of northern India, with temperatures rising well above normal. Bathinda in Punjab recorded a scorching 47.6 degrees Celsius yesterday, while Ganganagar in Rajasthan saw temperatures soar to 47.4 degrees Celsius. In Jammu and Kashmir, record-breaking temperatures were reported across the Jammu region, with maximum temperatures reaching over 44 degrees Celsius in some parts of the region. In the Cricket World Test Championship final, Australia were 29 for 2 in 13 overs against South Africa at Lord's Cricket Ground when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to bowl first. Australia's top order was left shaken by Kagiso Rabada, picking up two wickets in the seventh over to send back Usman Khawaja and Cameron Green. This is the first time that the iconic Lord's is hosting a World Test Championship final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.